Good afternoon and welcome to the New Developments Ministry regarding varieties. I'm Larry Stauber with the Southern Product Manager for Dynagrow. And today we're excited, as a Dynagrow set, to introduce a new product, 2285. This has a Bogard 2 Roundup Ready Flex trait package associated with it. It is an upland style plant. In places in the literature, you'll see CT12214 used in there, and that is associated with that variety. This picker variety is a medium plant height. It's kind of a bushy style to it. It is an open architecture design to it. With the fruiting branches between the bowl positions, you'll be a distal design to it, so it's not very compact. With this particular variety, it does have a tendency to be a semi-determinate behavior to it. So we kind of expect that if you ever have this in a situation where late in the season, if you get some stressors such as drought or late heat or something like that, we do feel that the plant will somewhat shut down. But or another way to look at it is it won't extend its bowl fruiting position. It pretty much closes itself out. But that's not all bad, because it is such a rapid-growing plant that you certainly need to manage it accordingly with the PGRs, and it'll set enough fruiting positions on it that'll make the crop that you're looking for. As you come to end the season with this product, it does have a very good storm tolerance associated with the bowl. It doesn't string out very bad. We think or feel that this will be very adapted to those areas where you have spindle pick machines or stripper combinations. So with that, I think it'd be a top-notch product to use in a big, broad area even. Now, of course, it is an early product, so we do feel that it's got some limits associated to how far north you can take it and how far south you can take it. So it does have a zone it needs to be in, and that would be typically associated with some of these earlier products. Particular table we have here is a floating bar chart, and with it I'm just showing you references as to where we get this maturity part. So if we're comparing the fruiting patterns and the growth habit of the plant, you'll notice on here with the Maricot 1550 that it is one of the earliest ones I had chosen in here as a reference, and we put the 2285 just slightly longer season than that. However, it is earlier than the 5-gen 375, the Delta Pine, and then if we even make another comparison with the Dynagrow 2570, I would say it's a full week earlier than that one, as you have as a mental reference. And of course, on this picker chart, all those items to the right is very early, and those to the left are the more full season. With our data set presented here in this bar chart, we have you can see the gamut from the low-end marginal soils and production practices all the way up to the full high input, full irrigation, and so forth. And you see the widespread of which this particular product produced a lint. With this, on the low end, I think it's just pretty stable. It holds together very well, but you do have to be careful with getting it too far south. Then on the other side, as you add water, add fertilizer, high inputs, full management, it responds very, very well to that. And so you get those high-end yields in excess of 2,000 pounds per acre. Regression curve was generated for this picker variety, and if you look at the bottom end of the curve down around the 700 near the axis, you'll see where it has the points there below the mean, and with that I feel that that's associated a little bit with taking this variety planted too late, or it may have been put into an area where it's a little too dry, a little too hot for it, or again it's too far south. So that some of that kind of explains some of that. For the most part, though, this particular variety is very stable with a 81% R-square fit. And if you look at the far right side of the chart, you'll see where the high-end yields. So this thing has a lot of potential associated with it. It becomes very stable as you add more irrigation and more higher inputs with this particular variety. The data that I have in here on the yields associated, I've put together, categorized several different regions. And of these, I have three different sets. And of course, the southeast includes the East Coast and then part of the deep south of the Carolinas, Georgia, and Alabama, and so forth. And then the mid-south and the delta, those are in there as well. As you get over into the western or southwest, that'll include Kansas, Oklahoma, Texas, Arizona, and so forth. With that, if we look at the yield responses of each of these areas, now this is the whole data set pulled together in these regions, it's very uniform. So we feel it fits very well across all these states as long as you keep it in the zones in which it needs to be. And of course, this does represent the dry land and all soil. So this is the full data set kind of broken out. Specifically, if you look at some comparisons, and the other varieties listed in here are just for reference, shows that it is a very competitive product with these other varieties. It's standards in the industry. And of course, again, this represents dry land and all soil. So this is the full data set kind of compared against these other lines. As we move into segmentation by soil texture, you know, how does it fit on the different sand, silts, and clays? It has a tendency to respond so much better on the clays. Though this is a limited data set, we still feel that it fits across a wide geography in a big area. So there's a lot of opportunity with this variety. You have to restrict yourself to certain soils. We get in looking at, well, is it a real good dry land? Is it real good irrigated? Yes, it's very good in irrigation and dry land. It seems to do very well. In this case, there's only a differential of 200 pounds spread between whether it was dry or whether it was irrigated. And of course, this does involve all soils. The irrigation chart of this does reflect all those situations where it was using a pivot, if it was drip tape, furrow, or flood. So it includes as many different combinations as we could get it in to kind of show the yield response associated there. We get into the fiber characteristics. These charts do represent some comparison or some check varieties as reference based on similar maturities. But as we go through the gen turnout, it was very competitive with 40%, as are some of the other products. So it's right there with the industry standards. If you look at the seed fraction of it or the seed producibility of it, again, it's up to 52%, so it does produce an ample amount of seed, either for production or for other uses. As we move into the micronair part of it, these vertical bars, the red indicates a discount, and the green indicates the premium. So with this picker variety, it's a 4.2, which is a big bonus for Dynagrow because we don't have some of these varieties that had a tendency to be on the high mic side, but this is more normal and does have a slight advantage over the other products. Evaluating the strength associated with this variety, it is in a premium because everything is past the bar, as are the other varieties. So there's good strength associated with this, you know, 29 to 30 grams per tex. Moving on to length. Associated with this, it's got a good fiber length to it, and I think there's a good complement between the fiber strength and length on this particular product. That is, you know, if you run different cleaners through these gens, that you won't have to sacrifice your grades. So I think it's very stable associated with that, and it has good length there associated with the other comparisons. With the uniformity, it is definitely in the premium range, you know, associated with it, you know, up to 84%+ there, as are the other products. So it's a very competitive product across the board in yield and in fiber. And one thing that you kind of, if you may want to reflect back on some of the previous early products, you had to sacrifice to get that earliness yield or your grades. This particular product, I think, maintains both of those and gets you up in that premium level of you've got a lot of versatility with high-end yield performance, and you maintain your grades in a premium level. So it's a pretty sharp little plant. So as a recap, with this Spicker product, we do consider it as an early upland style plant with the Bogart and Roundup traits associated with very good vigor. If you guys want to continue with minimum till, no till, I think we've got a great avenue there. A medium bushy plant. And I would recommend that since it fruits early for you as grower to pursue looking at PGRs to kind of maintain and manage that plant early on. It has a semi-smooth leaf with no associated excess pentrash associated with in your lint fibers. The medium plant height, good bowl size, very good storm tolerance associated with it, good robust growth to it. Of course, fits on across the board as a dryland product and certainly as a high-end irrigated, as well as one associated with across different soils. With the gen turnouts, the seed production, all the other fiber qualities, all those aspects in there, I think is on the average you can look at as being in a premium range. I was thank you for your attention, and I'd like to also extend a welcome and thanks to our salesman and CPS for helping put in these trials, as well as our Dynagrow agronomists. Thank you.